Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Church.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is WeTalkRadio.com. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight. We're back for another episode over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk,
we listen,
and we take action. I want to thank all of you that's coming in on the phone lines on tonight, that's coming in on the network. Man, we have had a blessed day. Hopefully you have had a blessed day. We are back in the building. Man, we just jumped off the Mandy, the Mentor Show over there on Blog Talk Radio Network. Mandy is in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello.
Hello, everybody. We're excited to be back on another Sunday afternoon, another Sunday night, because we're all around the globe. We broadcast this show all around the globe. I'm E-Man. That's Mandy over there.
Hi.
Hey. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Yes.
And, man, hopefully you have did service on today and you relaxed today. Whatever you did on today, hopefully you have had a blessed one.
Yes.
So to all of you that's coming in on the phone lines, that's coming in on the network, listen, you can follow us at www.wetalkradio.com. We're on all social media. Man, we're on about 50 platforms. Man, to help us out with some of them platforms that we're on.
Okay, just to name a few, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Note, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
I love that because, you know, I check us out on Spotify. So you can,
right,
you know, download all those apps and you can hear We Talk Radio Network because, man, we are all around the globe. This show has been, it's live right now. We are being heard in different time zones. It's daytime somewhere. It's evening time somewhere. It's nighttime somewhere.
Yes, it is.
But we want to thank all of you that joined us. We've been around for 13 years. We're celebrating 13 years over here,
yes,
at We Talk Radio Network. This is our 13th year. Man, God has been good. Shout out to the owner and founder, Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Miss Kia D, man, she's a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and this is a black network, and we want to thank her. We tell people all the time, Miss Kathy Hughes is going off the scene, and Miss Kia Davis is on the scene.
That's right.
Yeah, we've been over here for 13 years and running strong, have a lot of great things that's going on over here in We Talk Radio Network. Man, we just excited and delighted that you guys would join us. And we keep coming back because the listeners keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and listen, we have a YouTube channel just as well. You can follow us on our YouTube channel. That's one word. That's We Talk Radio Network. And, man, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do they subscribe for We Talk Radio Network?
So you would just hit that subscribe button. Also, you want to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when We Talk Radio family upload new content.
Yes. And so, yeah, so you can do that. And we appreciate that. Shout out to all the personalities over here on We Talk Radio
Network.
Shout out to Pastor Jeremy Glenn.
Yes.
Shout out to Miss Deanne Lack and Miss Emily Blue,
mm-hmm,
and Miss Destiny Riley. And shout out to all of you personalities. We have a lot of great shows, you guys. We got Groovy Tuesday. You just go back and just sit in the office and listen to We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is your number one listening station, your favorite listening station. You're making us number one over here.
Right.
And we want to appreciate it. Well, you got the E-Man After Show tonight. It's Sunday night. Man, it's beautiful outside in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. They talking about a little rain, man, but I ain't seen none yet.
I haven't seen any either. Not as of yet, E-Man, but hopefully it's coming.
Yes. Well, did you do church today? Somebody out there, maybe you didn't do church today, and maybe you missed, or maybe you didn't get the stream or anything like that on today. But guess what day it is?
What?
It's Bible study night.
It is.
It is. It's Bible study night over here on the E-Man After Show. And every first Sunday night, we We try to give you a little word.
That's right.
Yeah, we started this segment at the beginning of the year because, you know, those of you know that listen to this show and listen to this station, you know I'm a member of the Potter's House forever.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at the Potter's House service for the last 26 years, you know, 25 years. Shout out to Bishop Jakes. Little hint, he just wrote a book.
Uh-huh.
His new book, he just got out. I can't even think. I ain't got the book in front of me. I just slipped my mind that quick.
Disruptive thinking.
Yeah, that's a powerful book. You want to get that book.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he challenged us, watch Night Mandy, at the beginning of the year. Since God afforded us another year in 2023, what you going to do with that year?
Uh-huh.
And so we always want to give God something back. And so I sit back and said, well, you know what? I'm gonna create a new segment on the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we started this segment. We call it the Bible Study on the E-Man After Show. So what we did was we started bringing on pastors because, you know, I deal with a lot of pastors and serve a lot of pastors because I'm into the engineer field where I do sound and all that type of stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I get to deal with a lot of churches, you know.
Right.
And got a lot of pastors have come on, and we started in February.
Mm-hmm.
And got way more pastors than I got months.
That is so true.
And so someone said to me, well, you might have to do two Bible studies, you know, in the later of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we might end up doing that. But we've been doing Bible studying, and people enjoying the segment, man.
They have been.
We have been getting a lot of great feedback, and you guys are joining the segment of the Bible study that's coming on every first Sunday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
We do it every first Sunday of the month. Why? Because we feel like, and this saying is, whatever you lay down on in your psyche, you know, it helps you rest, or you sleep on it, or you're able to rest. And so how fitted it is you get a little worried, then go in there and go to bed and go to sleep.
Right.
And so we do the E-Man After Show over here on every first Sunday night, and then when we're not doing the E-Man After Show, we have a segment over here which is called Encouragement for the Soul.
Yes, by Fred Bell.
Yes, and it's by Fred Bell, Deacon Fred Bell. He's a member of the Love and Fellowship Baptist Church down
mm-hmm.
here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And he give us an inspiring word through audio form where he come on and he give us a scripture. And, man, he it's just so encouraging to lay down on that word. He's been doing it for a while now. And,
right.
It's a great segment just as well. So we got a lot going on over here on the E-Man After Show because we, you know, we just here to uplift, to encourage, to empower someone out there around the network, around the globe, because there's a lot of people going through a lot of stuff, man.
It is a lot going on.
Man, there's a lot going on. We're living in different times now.
We are.
We're living in strange times.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like, I'm 62 years old now. It ain't like what it used to be.
Right.
And so if you're looking for what they call normalcy, I don't think normalcy is going to be ever again, you know, since COVID-19 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything have changed, you know. But we thank all you that's coming in on the phone lines tonight. Pull up around the radio. Tell someone, you know, E-Man After Show is on. All of you all around the globe, we want to thank all our global listeners. Man, I checked out the stats. Shout out to South Africa and United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Brazil. And
mm-hmm.
Shout out to United Kingdom and, of course, the U.S. of A.
Right.
Yeah, this show is being heard. This network is being heard all around the globe. So we want to appreciate each and every one of you that's listening over here on We Talk Radio Network. Well, man, we got a pastor tonight. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, pull up against the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something in your ear. We got a pastor tonight that's off the chain.
Right.
This man to God. He's coming to us by way of Rock of Salvation Ministries
mm-hmm.
down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. He also, man, is the co-host of Two Shall Become One podcast.
Yes, he is.
And it's Uncle Ricky. You know, Pastor Ricky Lofton, you know, he married me and you, Mandy.
He did.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is your first time listening to the E-Man After Show. That's my wife over there, Dr. Amanda. And he married us, and
mm-hmm.
we got Uncle Ricky tonight.
We do have Uncle Ricky tonight.
Yeah, Pastor Ricky Lawson,
yes.
Senior. He's with us on tonight, and we're so excited and delighted to have him. And listen, we visited him a few weeks ago and just really had a blessed service over there. Y'all know what Rock of Salvation is over here in Dallas, Texas, over here off of Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just a powerful ministry. You have the, I believe it's the mob ministry where the men get together. They got a lot of great things going on over there.
They do. They really do. And this is a pastor that's a pastor after God's heart. He cares about the sheep. So he's a pastor, but he's definitely in sync with his members. You know, he pours out so much love and care for his members, and there's not a time that you can call on him and he will not be make himself available. He's a busy man,
right? Right.
But he makes himself available. It's a difference, E-Man, from giving someone a word and walking out the word with them.
Right, right.
And we've known Pastor Lawford, who is my uncle.
Yeah, right.
Love
right.
him dearly.
I love him, too. That's my man out, right there.
To walk the word out. Yeah, you know, he walks the word out with his members.
Right,
he
has
a heart of love. And I know for you guys that are listening on the phone lines and the network, when you hear Pastor Lawford give the word of God tonight, you'll be able to feel the love, the authenticity that he has for the people of God.
Right, right. And he's no stranger to the E-Man After Show.
Right.
We interviewed him last year, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we bring him on last year and we interviewed him. And then we have interviewed his wife several times
because
she's a cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thank God for First Lady Lawford and Pastor Ricky Lawford. He's standing by. We're getting ready to bring him into the conversation. But to those of you that's coming in on the phone lines are lit up.
Right.
The network is lit up. Those of you are listening over on We Talk Radio Network, we want to appreciate you on another Sunday night. Man, we're going to get some good word on tonight. I'm just standing by with tiptoe expectation to see what Pastor Lawford going to be talking about tonight.
That's right. I have my pen and paper ready.
Yes, and so if any of you guys have any questions, you that's on the phone line, if you guys have any questions on tonight, you can hit option one, and then we'll bring you in. You know, if you hit option one, I'll bring you in because I know Pastor Lawford, he liked Lawton, he liked interaction, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
And so we'll just see which way that go. But to all of you that's coming in on the phone lines, we're giving people, come on in, come on, they are coming in, come on in, the phone lines are lighting up, the network, the time ticker is going off. Man, this has been a blessed day.
It has been a blessed day. And E-Man, as you were presenting Pastor Lawton, I just want to kind of go back and talk about his Two Shall Become One podcast.
Right, right.
It's with him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they minister. They have a marriage ministry, you know, and they talk about from love to agreement to challenges in marriages.
Yes.
And they talk about they make it very personable because they talk about what they have experienced firsthand, you know.
Right.
One of the segments of theirs that touched me, all of them have been touching, but one of them that really touched me is when they talked about his wife's cancer journey,
right,
you know,
right, right.
And how not only does cancer affect the person that's going through it, but it also affects the people that are connected as well.
Right,
you know,
right.
They talk about finances and listen, these two, they're so real and authentic where they in love, out of love, they call each other out. It's beautiful because they show their true personalities,
right.
You know? And so I just want to encourage you all that are listening tonight, make sure you check out Two Shall Become One podcast on Facebook, and the platform is Two Shall Become One.
Right, right. And so we want to appreciate all of you guys that is joining us on tonight, and you can check that out. And if I seem like I'm biased, I am a little biased. It's three pastors I'm really biased about. You know, that's my own pastor, Bishop P.D. Jakes.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been serving the Potter's House for 26 years. I can't remember how long they've been there. I'm biased of Bishop Jakes. Hint, hint. And he wrote a book, so I'm all, man, you like, you, Bishop Jakes ought to be paying.
He needs to be giving us some dollars over here on the E-Man After Show, because he gets all type of advertising. I'm going to write Bishop. Bishop, we need some of those dollars.
Listen, he's been paying me for a lot of years, because I worked for the Potter's House for a lot of time. So shout out to Bishop Thomas Dexter Jakes Sr. And then my own brother is a pastor.
Yes, he is.
You know, Pastor Marvin Blackwell over there in the Hebron Community Church. Right here in the Grand Prairie area. And then Pastor Lawton.
Right
here in the Dallas Oak Cliff area, over in the Oak Cliff area. You know, so we got three pastors that I'm going to always give a platform to.
Come on, I have to add one more.
You got to add one more?
One more now.
Okay.
Everybody you named, they're awesome, right?
Uh-huh.
And one of them is super awesome to me. That would
Don't be
Pastor
jelly
Lawson.
Over there. Don't
Pastor
be jelly.
Pastor Lawson is super, but we cannot leave out. She have not came on, but we cannot leave out Pastor Cheryl Brady. Potter's House. Frisco,
North Dallas.
I'm telling you guys now, we have to add her to the list.
Yeah, and I serve Pastor Brady too, just as well. you know, for 13 years. We're celebrating our 13th church anniversary out at the North Church.
Yes.
You know, I'm in the production department, so, you know, Bishop Jake sent us out there when they first came.
Right.
And we started over there in Allen with Pastor Cheryl Brady. And she said a word on today.
She did.
Yeah, she really did. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's sitting by the on the phone lines, we're rambling off because we're giving people a chance to come. The phone lines are lit up.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you guys want to come in after this teaching, you can hit option one. We are definitely bring you into the conversation.
Right.
And then those of you on the network, thank you for standing by on the network. Oh, you said no, that we know you over there because we can see you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The time ticker is going off. Thank you. People are listening all around the globe and all around the network on tonight. And I'm just peacock proud and hyena happy. Somebody like, E-Man, is that a word? Peacock proud? I said, you got to be 62 to understand what that's all about. And so let's bring Pastor Ricky Lawton into the conversation on tonight. Pastor Lawton, are you there with us on tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
How are you?
Good evening to you both. It's a joy to be here this evening.
Well, we're glad to have you back on the E-Man After Show.
Yes, such a pleasure.
I listen to your introduction, man. I really feel like I was somebody when y'all got to doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
man,
sir.
But that was great. That was really, really great. And it's good to be here tonight.
Yeah, well, man, we so appreciate it that, you know, you taking out your time. Cause you preached today. I'm quite sure you preached today, right, Pastor?
Yes, sir, I did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you preached today, and boy, I tell you, you know, this is a late show, Pastor. You already know you've been here once before.
It's
a late show, but we're glad to have you in this new segment that we're doing, you know, Bible study.
Amen.
Because one of the things,
sir,
I think I share with you and those that listen to this network, you know, when COVID happened, a lot of people to me just got out of their word or they got discouraged. And we're just trying to, you know, help people get back into the Bible and get back into the Word of God, Pastor Lawton.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's understandable.
Well, sir, I mean, we're going to get ready to turn this over to you. And ladies and gentlemen, hope you got your Bible. And so, once again, we won't be doing the segment Encouraging for the Soul on tonight. We'll come back next Sunday night and pick that up. So to all of you that's calling in, you getting some word tonight, and I'm quite sure they appreciate that. Shout out to Deacon Fred Bell. I know he appreciate that just as well.
Yes,
but,
Deacon Fred Bell. I'm sorry. Yeah, I had to shout him out because normally by now we'll be getting ready to go into our segment, and we be ready for it. But tonight, we have Bible study by Pastor Ricky Lawton.
Which is our uncle, by the way.
He is our uncle.
Don't y'all be jealous out there.
Hey, listen.
You know, man, we appreciate everything that you're doing and have done for us. And, and this is the one that married me and Mandy. You know, he officiated our wedding.
He did. And such an awesome ceremony.
Yes.
And Pastor, you did a great job. We appreciate you.
Well, we ain't got no money for you, but no.
Thank you so much. that's all right.
Yes, sir. Well, sir,
just seeing y'all smiling faces is good enough.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, Pastor, we're going to turn you loose. You can go in your own way.
Okay.
And like I said, if anybody hit option one, I'll bring them in. Or if not, we'll wait till you finish up. And then those of you that may have any question about the teaching on tonight, you can hit option one.
Okay.
We'll bring you in. And so, Pastor Lawton, this is all yours on tonight. What, man?
Lawton.
Oh, okay, well, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, it's been a long day, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yes,
that's my man, Uncle Ricky, you know. Well, Pastor, it's all yours tonight, and to all of you that's on the network. Shout out to the owner and the founder of She's on the Network on tonight. Shout out to you, Miss Kia Davis.
Yes.
We want to appreciate you. She allowed us to sit here at the microphones every Sunday night.
Yes, she does.
And Pastor, we're celebrating 13 years over here at We Talk Radio Network, and we want to thank
God for her
on tonight. Yes, sir. Well, Pastor Lawton, it's all yours.
All right, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, before I begin, I would just like to, you know, give honor and praise to my Heavenly Father, to Brother E-Man, Sister Mandy, and to the station management. I believe her name was Miss Kia Davis. I thank you guys. For giving me the opportunity to teach this Bible study tonight. And I also would like to take the time out to thank those of you who are listening by radio. you know, listen by radio. Hey, man, I appreciate you taking your time by doing that. Now, I won't take up too much of your time tonight because I know you got to get ready for tomorrow and take care of this business. And E-Man said I had up to an hour. Well, but all I need is 60 minutes. I had 60 minutes and I'll be done.
Right.
but listen, I want you to know that I count it an honor and a privilege to be invited to be here on tonight. I heard E-Man say that he had more pastors than he had months. So
right,
I appreciate
right.
being among the pastors that you chose to be on the E-Man Alpha Show. Amen?
Yes,
and
sir.
So my prayer is that we will get something from this lesson that will encourage us along this Christian journey. So before we get started, I'd just like to have a word of prayer.
Yes, sir.
Heavenly Father, we're here this evening for this Bible study lesson, Father, because we believe and we trust in your holy and divine word. We want to grow in you more and more each day and to understand your expectations of us as we come into our expectations of you. Father, yeah. we ask that your word will saturate our hearts this evening so that we can become the men and the women of God who you have called us to be. In Jesus' name, I give you praise and honor and the glory. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Listen. As I was listening to one of your previous broadcasts, you made a statement that in this series, you didn't want people to be torn down by fire and brimstone preaching, but you wanted them to be uplifted through teaching that would be encouragement for the soul.
Yes,
amen. Now, as pastors and teachers and preachers, we know that we have a great responsibility of preaching and teaching the Bible in its entirety. Even the fire and brimstone messages has its place. But there are times when we need to take a more subtle approach because there are people who are being preached to, but yet they're still hurting, they're still discouraged, and they're just in need of sipping guidance. So they need to hear a word that will encourage them by letting them know that even in the midst of their troubles, God has not forgotten about them.
Yes.
Because the Bible teaches us that in its Christian life is based on faith. And
faith is what
we live by. But sometimes on this Christian journey, we will encounter things that will make us question God concerning the trials that we are facing. Amen. As I listened to a previous broadcast when we had Deacon Fred Bell on, and he was teaching about the trials of Job. And he pointed out that God described Job as a perfect and an upright man who avoided evil, but yet Job himself faced turmoil in his life, confirming Deacon Bell's statement, and I'm just paraphrasing here, is what he said, that when you go through things in life, it's not always because you've done something wrong. It
right.
could be because
right.
you're doing something right.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Amen?
This is where our faith should kick in. This is where our faith should kick in and not allow our circumstances to call us a waver in our faith. Now, in 2 Corinthians 5:7, Paul says, for we live by faith, not by sight.
Right.
Our spiritual faith has to override what we're experiencing in the natural. Now, I know somebody saying to themselves that that's easier said than done. And I agree with you 100%, but look at it this way. When you are building a new relationship with someone in the natural, communication is how you found out the expectation on both sides. In our relationship with Christ, he has already assured us that in this life, we will experience hardship. But he also promised us peace in the midst of those hardships because Jesus said in John 16:33, I've told you these things so that in me you might have peace.
Yeah.
He said, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart because I have overcome the world. See, even when our life is turned upside down, God wants us to experience the peace that only he can give, that type of peace that surpasses all our human understanding. So it's not about if we're going to see some troubling times, but it's about how we handle those troubling times.
Yes.
I have to remind myself many times that greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. And Jesus is an overcomer, we too are overcomer. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to use a scripture tonight. It's going to play out a story for us, and it's a very familiar story. I'm sure that once we start reading it, everybody will be able to remember the story, but it has a great significance in the life of a believer. If we would take our Bibles and turn to the book of Acts,
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to Acts chapter 16, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to read verses 16 to 32. Now, this whole story has a lot to offer, but because of time's sake, I won't be able to go off into everything, but I'm going to just make a very vital point that I believe that we need to hear, you know, concerning this Paul and Silas situation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Acts chapter 16, verse 16:32 says, once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, these men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved. She kept this up for many days, and finally Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. That moment, the spirit left her. When her owners realized that her hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, these men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners heard, and other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prisoner doors opened, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, don't harm yourself. We are all here. The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke a word of the Lord to him and all the others in the house. All right. Amen. Now, amen. What I want to talk about tonight is, what I want to talk about, I want to talk about the troubles that we face, amen, in life. And so we're going to talk just for a few moments on how to cope with a midnight crisis. How to cope at a midnight crisis. Mm. And our main script is coming out of verse 25, where he said about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners was listening to them. Listen, at midnight, it is said that midnight is the darkest hour of the night. It's the darkest hour of the 24-hour period. Amen. But in life, we will also experience, amen, some midnight situation. In other words, have you ever had some sleepless nights because of the troubles weighing heavily on your mind? Because we're going to encounter some of those things in life. Paul and Silas were two men of God who did nothing wrong, which is my first point. You have to understand that sometimes things happen in life. Not that you have done anything wrong. Not that you have done something wrong. Not that you committed some type of a sin. But because you could be doing everything right, you'll find yourself going through. These men were doing the will of God by casting out a demon in a young lady. And because of that, they faced persecution, they got beaten, and they got thrown in jail. They got thrown in jail. So they were in a midnight crisis. They were in a midnight crisis. We, too, will find ourselves in a midnight crisis at some time in our lives. Amen. We will find ourselves in trouble in this life as we know it today. But we got to understand that our faith is what's going to keep us and make us whole again. Because as we go through, we're all right because God is yet still on our side. We're still on our side. God has not left us. He hasn't forsaken us. And Paul and Silas were two men who knew the God that they served.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that the God that they served had not left them. He had not forsaken them. That yet while they were there in prison, he was right there with them. So you're going to have some midnight situations. I'm going to have some midnight situations. But this is what we need to do. Because it's not whether or not you're going to go through it or not. It's how you handle it while you're in the midst of it. And I think Paul and Silas are so significant here because they show us what we need to do while we're yet going through. We need to follow the example of Paul and Silas because the Bible says that they prayed. Even in the midst of the trouble, they prayed. They weren't crying. They weren't weeping. They wasn't complaining. They weren't feeling sorry for themselves. These men, listen, their condition was these men had been beaten. They had been placed in a prison within a prison, and they were locked in stocks. But while they were in the middle of their pain and suffering, the Bible lets us know that they prayed. You have got to be in a great place in God in order to be able to look past your circumstances and see God in the midst of it. Amen. Because pain and suffering is what we're going to see on this side of eternity. But that's okay because we got somebody that's going to be with us. Amen. We've got somebody with us because if you look in 2 Timothy 2 and 12, Paul told Timothy that if we endure, we will also reign with him.
Right.
If we disown him, he will also disown us. Listen, I already understand that when I suffer for Christ, I know he's going to always have my best interest in mind. Amen. When I endure those pain and suffering, he's got my best interest in mind. Because Philippians, Paul said in 4 and 6, Philippians 4 and 6, he said, don't be anxious about anything. But in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request unto God. Now, I don't know exactly what Paul and Silas was praying for. I really, really don't. I don't, the scripture don't tell me what they were praying for, what their prayer was. But I can only imagine because when you read the story, I don't think they was asking God to release them or to deliver them because when you read the scriptures on down off in there, you'll see where the doors came open, but yet they were still there.
Yes.
They didn't leave. So I don't know if they were praying that the will of the Father would go forward in that because we're going to see in the story that the will of the Father did happen. But we got to pray in the midst of our situation. Psalm said in 121, 1 through 3, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and the earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches you shall not slumber. Will not slumber. God is always watching. He saw Paul and Silas in that jail. He see you right now in the condition that you, and he knows all about it.
Yes.
Nothing escapes the eyes of God because number one, he sit high and he look low. He knows everything that's going on in his children's life. Amen. He knows everything that's going on in their lives. So that's all we have to do, my brothers and sisters, is look to him when we're going through. Don't allow ourselves to get torn down to where we get ourselves into a pity party and we start asking, why me, Lord? Why must I do this? Why must I do that? Because when I think about what our Lord and Savior endured on the cross, it is nothing what we go through is nothing compared to what he faced while he was on that cross. And so that's why I understand that in this life, I'm going to see some pain and suffering. We're going to see some pain and suffering. We're going to feel like we're locked up in jail sometimes. But know this, that God is yet still with us. Amen. Because these men, not only were these men praying, not only were they talking to God, but they was also praising him. They were also praising him. Listen, when you have the ability to sing praises unto God.
Oh, yes.
While you're yet going through, you singing praises unto God. While you're yet going through your situation, you are in a special place in God. Because the psalm writer in Psalm 34, 1 through 4, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. He said, his praises shall continually be in my mouth. That means he don't care what's going on, because continually means always. Continually means always. I will bless the Lord at all times, the good times, mm-hmm. the bad times, whatever time I may be facing. I'm going to still bless the Lord. Mm-hmm. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. He says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Even while we're going through, we're going to magnify the Lord. Come on and magnify the Lord with me, and let's exalt his name together. The Bible says, I sought the Lord, and he heard my fears, and he heard my cry, and he delivered me from all of my fears. This is what Paul and Silas did. Paul and Silas sought the Lord while they were yet in jail. We have to seek the Lord while we're yet going through what we're going through. We've got to seek the Lord, and God will hear you, and when his timing is right, he will deliver you.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Just like Paul and Silas, when we pray and sing praise unto God in the midst of our trouble, things begin to happen.
Oh, mm-hmm. yes.
Things begin to happen. Because in verse 26, it says, suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prison was shaken.
Mm-hmm.
At once, all the doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Listen, let me tell you something. When we sing and praise and pray and sing praises unto God, God is in the delivering business.
Oh, yes.
All we have to do is look past our troubles and praise him anyhow.
Oh, yes.
How many of you know that your victory is in your praise?
Yes.
Come on, somebody. It's easy to praise God when everything is going good.
Yes, sir.
It's easy to praise him when the bank accounts are looking straight. And the marriage is going straight, and the children are doing all the right things. But when that coin flips over and your money gets funny and your change gets strange and your children start acting up and your marriage in this disarray, what do you then?
Yes, sir.
The thing for us to do is to continue to praise and call on the name of Jesus.
Because
I tell you something, when you do it, when you do that, he's going to make everything all right. It may not happen in our timing. Uh-huh. It may not happen in our timing, but you can best believe God is hearing your cry. And when his time is right, he's going to step in and make some things happen in your life.
Oh, yeah.
But then you have to remember, this. Your deliverance is not just for you. It's also for those who are around you to see the power of God and that he may be able to get the glory. Amen. He gets the glory in this story because the jailer saw the power of God fall in their place.
Yes.
Listen, God's going to get the glory because people are going to see the power of God fall in your life.
Mm-hmm.
When they were looking at you and talking about your situation, they wasn't really there for you to encourage you along the way. They were there being nosy.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get something they can gossip about. But when you go in that secret place, because what you do in secret, God rewards you openly. So when you're going through something in your life and you still away in that prayer closet, and you begin to call on the name of Jesus, God is going to fix it to where everybody around you will be able to see it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Everybody's going to be able to see it. Everybody's going to be able to see it because the jealous saw the power of God fall in that place. That's why verse 30 says, and he brought them out and asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
Yes.
God's getting the glory right there. Paul and Silas didn't escape. They stayed right there.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says that the jailer was going to kill himself. The jailer was through his sword because he was going to take his own life, because it was back then that if some criminals escaped while the jailer was on watch, that jailer will be killed. That jailer, Paul, let me tell you, and I believe that Paul spent many of his days and nights in jail. And I don't think Paul was a stranger to knowing that. That's why he told him, man, don't do yourself no harm. Because he already knew that the man was in place to be killed if they escaped. But Paul, but that wasn't the reason why Paul never was calling on God. They were calling on God so God could get the glory out of this thing. And that's the reason why the man came saying, what must I do to be saved?
Oh, yeah.
And get this, not only did they say he was going to be saved, but they said that his whole household would be saved.
Right.
And evidently he must have listened to what they said, because it says in verse 33, then they spoke a word of the Lord to him and all the others in the house. Listen, my brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. When you need a word from God, when you need some encouragement from God, you can best believe it. All we got to do is do our part. Mm-hmm. And if we do like Paul and Silas and we pray and sing praises unto God, you can best believe God is going to call some things to happen. If you look at your position in life right now, you may be in the right position to be able to help somebody else come to Christ. Yeah. Amen. You have to realize that in your situation, God is not punishing you. He's positioning you, putting you in the right place at the right time so that someone else may see the glory of God and come to him and give over their life.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. We want to live a life that's pleasing unto God. Amen. And so when we go through, that's how we cope with a midnight situation, with a midnight crisis. That's how we cope with that. It's through prayer and praising God. And God has not forgot about us.
Amen.
Amen. So that's my little lesson tonight.
that's a whole lot in that.
That's my little lesson. Amen.
Yes.
And that story has a lot of meat in it, but it just I couldn't get off into everything.
I
want you radio listening to go and read that story for yourself. Read it from beginning to end and see how much God gives you out of that story of Paul and Silas. I just wanted to focus on what they did while they were in their crisis.
Right, right.
But you read that whole story and you'll get a whole lot of good food to feast on out of those scriptures.
Amen. Amen. So powerful. Well, thank you, Pastor Lawton.
Yes.
Man, it's so powerful, so powerful. There's those of you on the network on tonight, if you want to hit option one, people are hitting option one. We're going to bring them in. If you want to hit option one, you can come in and ask Pastor Lawton a lot of questions, because there is a lot of meat. And, you know, just why I bring someone in. Oh, Pastor, you right on it, because if you know this story, as I was sitting here listening, that's how I've always seen this story. It's so simple.
Right.
Because when I studied this scripture, them being locked up in jail, when he talked about just a minute ago, them praising, see, it's very important that you know who your partner is.
Right.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Paul knew who Silas was. Silas said, Paul, you pray, I'm going to sing. You pray, I'm going to praise. Why? Because he knew he had a partner. And so at the end of the day, when you praising and somebody praying, any of the scripture over there will say God inhabits
the praises of his people.
His people.
Yeah.
Can you imagine them praying? And when he talked about the earthquake in the scripture, a lot of people think the earthquake came to unlock the doors.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was God with the earthquake. What God can get in, because he heard Paul, he heard Sally. He said, listen, I got to make a sound. I got to do something. I got to hit the earth. And a big earthquake came, and I think that was God getting in, because you just heard him say the doors swung open, but they didn't come out.
Yeah.
So it couldn't have been that the earthquake was letting them out. It had to be God coming in to say, I got a lot out of this story here.
Right.
You know, because
at
the end of the day, as he's encouraging us, if you praising and praying and praying and praising, it inhabits.
Yes,
God got to come down there and check on you.
Right.
Listen, I got some prayer going on. I got some praises going on. I'm finna send a storm. I'm finna do a shipwreck. Why? Because if it was for the earthquake to come to let the doors come open, as he was explaining so eloquently, they didn't even come out when the doors swung open.
Right.
That let me know God had to be in they situation,
because
he inhabited their praise. He went down there to check on and the thing I got out of just that little bit, Mandy and Pastor Lawson, those of you on the network, it is important to know who your partner is, because I don't
need
locked up in here. Somebody need to be praying, and somebody need to be praising.
Amen.
Right? And so
Amen.
Just a lot of great media. But everybody has his option one, Pat.
Right?
Boy, look at here. I'm excited. I'm feeling like preaching ball.
Right.
But ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what this Bible study is about. Why? Because what we want you guys to do is just these little simple teachings that you can get a whole lot out of.
Yes.
These kind of little teachings. But Pastor Lawson, I got people hitting the phone line. Man, you want to jump in here?
Yeah, I want to jump
go right ahead.
And we'll go to the phone line.
Mm-hmm.
But Pastor Ricky, I love when you
talk
about how you stated how Paul and Silas did not escape, right? And it made me think about, they had the option to, but it made me think about when we go through our storms in life, walking through our storms in integrity, right? Being integral, being true to who we are, walking in God's identity. Because at the end of the day, although the bars they swung open, and I'm sure the people were fearful, you know, but even the guard was about to kill himself, but they reassured the guard, you know, that they were all there, and it just made me think about when we go through challenging situations, sometimes we have multiple options to take, and sometimes those options aren't the God options, right? They're not godly.
It just
made me think about walking in integrity when we go through challenging situations and storms and things of that nature.
So powerful. And so to all of you that's on the network tonight, all of you that's sitting around the phone lines that's listening to this Bible study now, your midnight, your jail may be your marriage,
right?
Your jail experience may be your kids. Your jail experience may be your health and your body.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important to know what partner is with you.
Mm-hmm.
While if you sick in your body, who's praying and who's singing?
Yes.
Who you understand what I'm saying? Well, God can come into your midnight because everybody got a midnight season, and everybody got
going
through their own particular midnight. Your midnight may be your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But listen, God inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes, he does.
One of y'all, if y'all hellish in y'all marriage, somebody need to be praying.
Right,
you understand what I'm saying? And praising.
Yes,
where God can come in and open up the doors in your life, in your marriage, in your body, in your health. It's just a whole it's a lot in this text right here.
Yeah, and as you were saying that, man, I thought about, you know, you talked about praises and we talked about how what transition in the earth realm when it came to Paul and Silas.
Yes, yes.
When we begin to extend our voices to the Lord, there's a manifestation that has to take place. There's movement in the heavens that have to take place, and something has to be unleashed. So even thinking about what happened while they were in prison and how the earthquake came and how these things happened, it was because manifestation had to take place.
Yes.
They were moving things in the realm of the spirit. So it wasn't like you talked about, Pastor Ricky, you said you talked about complaining. We can complain all day long, but that does not give fruit to the spirit.
Yeah.
It does not give fruit
the
spirit, but the praises and magnifying the Lord moves things. And that's what happened in the earth realm.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Ricky, let's go to the phone lines. The phone lines are lit up tonight. We want to thank all of you on the network. Let's go to the phone lines. Last four numbers, 6530. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this? Caller, are you there? Last four numbers, 6530. Okay, they must be on mute. They must be on mute.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back. All right, let's go on down. Last four numbers, 3301. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this? You're on the E-Man After Show. Who is this? We can barely understand you. Are you on a headset?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. You're on the E-Man After Show. Who is this? For some particular reason, we get a bad connection. You want to call us back, or we getting a real, but we can't make out what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like your Bluetooth is. Well, we'll come back.
Now?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you now. Go right ahead.
Okay, this is Sister Lawton.
Oh, okay. We can catch you. No, we can catch you.
Hello,
how you doing?
Yes.
Hello, First Lady.
I just want to say that I enjoyed that. That lesson. And Iman, when you said you have to know who your partner is,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. I got that line of message as well because, you know, I've been in a midnight situation where I felt like that I was, you know, I was about to give up on something. And because of that, you know, my husband started praying for me. And when he started praying for me, I immediately, the chains were broken. You know, I was released from that feeling that I was feeling. So like you said, you have to know who your partner is. And when you have that situation and you have somebody praying for you, then that allows you to start praising in the midst of the situation you're going through. So I really enjoyed that, and I thank God for the message. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful,
amen.
Beautiful. Yes. Yes. Well, we want to thank you for your call tonight. You know, this is the First Lady of Rock of Salvation. This is our auntie.
Yes, it is.
We love you on tonight. We want to appreciate you.
Amen.
Supporting, you know. And just before you go, First Lady, they do a podcast. It's called Two Shall Become One.
Right.
You know, and they are doing that podcast, and it's just blessing a lot of people's heart. You want to talk a little bit about that, First Lady, before we let you go?
Yeah, we've had a lot of things going on, so we haven't had a chance to do it in a few weeks, but we're getting ready to start it back up next week. And we just talk about marriage, and we kind of use ourselves as example things that we've experienced in our marriage and how we have dealt with those situations and how we get through those situations, you know, through communicating and you know, prayer, and how we just answer questions that anybody may have. We're not licensed counselors or anything like that, but we have experience, and we just give what we have and use ourselves as example, things that we go through, things that we, you know, disagree on, things that we agree on. So we have fun.
Oh, yes. Well, we're excited about it. We want to appreciate that all of y'all are doing over at the Rock of Salvation Church, because y'all are being a blessing to a whole lot of people.
Yes.
Well, God bless you.
Well, thank you for calling, First Lady. We love you.
Thank you. We love you.
Oh, let's go back down the phone lines and take some more calls. Let's see. Let me see if I can bring this caller in. I think I know who it is. 6530, you're on the E-Man After Show. Who is this?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Come on in here, sir.
It's Deacon Bell. I know he was preaching. I know he was preaching about me. because when he said it, we gonna go through trials and tribulations, then he was listening to the lesson that I had, and he said it goes how you handle your trials and tribulations while you going through. I started thinking of when I had cancer, and they asked me. They asked me, how was I going through it with a smile on my face?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man. And then he said, when God does something for you, everybody will see it. And I started to think in the day when I told him it was not for me. It was for God, for somebody to see God work through me.
Yeah.
I mean, that lesson was full and powerful.
Oh, yeah. He's on there. He hear you.
The God be the glory. God be glory. Deacon Bell. God bless you.
The way you taught that lesson, Pastor, everybody can place their name in the place of Paul or Silas, whichever one you want.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The way you taught that lesson, we can place ourselves in, because the lesson has to relate to the things we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and the way you put it, oh my goodness!
All right, well, hey, God be the glory, Deacon.
Yes, sir. Well, we want to thank you, sir, for that, and I know Pastor encouraged Pastor Ricky, because he, you know, once again. But Pastor Lawton and Deacon Fred Bell, those of you on the network, the phone lines are lit up. You can hit option one. We'll definitely bring you into the conversation if you have any questions or any comments. You know what's so ironic, Pastor Ricky? This is how I know. See, everyone know how God speaks to them, and I know how God speaks to me. when we started out this Bible study, I look for confirmations, just, you know, should I be doing this, should not be doing it. I ran by people. Some people said I should, some people said I shouldn't. But I just, you know, just stayed obedient and continued to do it. And it haven't been a lesson that have been taught that God has spoke to me and said, this is what you need to be doing on every first Sunday night. You know why, Pastor Ricky?
Okay.
Because Pastor Cheryl Brady, she preached this today.
She did.
She preached this same sermon today. Pastor Cheryl Brady,
really?
And I know you don't even know Pastor Cheryl. I mean, you don't know a person like I. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, she preached this particular text. She just came from a different perspective.
Right.
But she preached the same text today. So if God says something to her, and without her talking to Pastor Ricky, he's preaching it tonight. That's why I'm so hyped up over here. Because she done preached it. So that's a lot that I'm getting out of this and hearing why.
Well, amen.
If you ain't in a midnight situation, because you know we're in all of us in three categories. We either in a storm, or we coming out of a storm, or we're heading into a midnight storm.
Whatever your midnight
is about to happen, you need to understand. You need to partner up with a prayer partner, because I got one sitting over there. Pastor Ricky married us. Listen, we'll chase the devil on up out of him. you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because you need somebody to stand back to back with you. That one is going to be praying deacon, and one is going to be, you understand what I'm saying? And so, man, this is just powerful, Pastor Ricky.
Very powerful.
And Pastor, Deacon Freebill. Mm-hmm. This is the young man, ladies and gentlemen, that does the segment. So come back. Those of you that call in tonight, you got a little word. They stayed on the line. But those of you that call in, call back next Sunday night. You get some encouragement for the soul. 9:35, right? But, yes. Well, thank you, Freebill. We're going to go on down the line and take some more phone calls. Thank you, sir.
All right. Go ahead. God bless you. God bless you, Deacon. All right, God bless you too.
All right. So let's go to the next caller. Last four numbers 9991. You on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
This is Victoria. Hello, Pastor Lawton and E-Man and Andy. How you guys doing?
We're blessed. Black and highly favored. How you doing?
I'm good. Okay. I called in late. So I guess I must have missed the Bible study part, because when I called in, I heard preaching. And, oh, my God, that was for me. That was for me. I did miss. Could y'all please tell me what book did y'all come from? Because I need to read that.
Acts chapter 16, verse 16-32.
Chapter 16, verse
16-32.
Because I am what you said, Pastor. You know, I'm like, okay, yeah, he talking to me personally, because I am going through some things, and Lord knows I need a partner, and my partner is sitting right across from E-Man. She knows who she is. so we can, yes. But I just want to say. What I heard, it touched my soul, Pastor, and I know how you get down, you know what I'm saying, and it was a blessing. I was like, preach then. Go ahead on, preach. I needed to hear that. I really did need to hear that.
Beautiful.
So thank you so much. I hope you all are having a great Sunday evening, and thank y'all for giving me the book this from, because I am definitely going to read this, because I need this in my soul right now, because I am going through a storm, and I don't know how to handle it, you know. Y'all keep me and my household in prayer. Amen. He said it several times. You know, my storm, you know, I ain't gonna put it out there, but he said it several times, you know.
Okay.
So, but again, what I heard when I called in, oh my God, I was like, yes sir, keep going.
we want to thank you for that, and Victoria, this is why we're doing this Bible study. Why? So you can get back into the Word of God, because you're gonna need this Word no matter what storm you're going, because this is our weapon right here.
Mm-hmm.
And we can
yes,
fight off
is.
The enemy and you know like I was saying, your midnight storm may be your marriage. It may be your body.
Yeah.
It may
yeah.
be your sickness in your
mm-hmm.
body.
Mm-hmm.
And when mm-hmm. you locked up in prison of
uh-huh.
sickness, because a lot of people are sick in their head,
right.
and they can't get
mm-hmm.
out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But if you praise it and pray,
yes.
God inhabits. Praise, you understand
yes,
what I'm saying? He'll come right
oh,
in
yes,
the midnight. And
mm-hmm.
them, listen, them chains, them doors will fly right open.
Yes,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yes,
you ain't
got to
walk
will.
Out immediately because at the end of the text, that's why he said at the end of the text, you know, he talked about it was for the glory of God at the end of the day, for God
yeah.
to get the glory.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes,
understand what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes.
And so,
yes.
man, just powerful.
He just talked about, he also talked about to add to that, and I definitely ate off of this as
mm-hmm.
well. He said, God is not punishing you. He's positioning you, you
yes,
know.
Yes,
it
yeah.
just made me
yeah.
think about how through the storms we build muscle mass, you know. We're able to
yes.
take on even more. And
yes.
then the storm is not for it's not for me, right? It's
mm-hmm.
for someone else, you know, that's watching so that God
mm-hmm.
can get the glory
yes.
and they can have hope
that's
too.
It.
And so I'm just going to
mm-hmm.
add before E-Man go back to the phone line, something that really penetrated me tonight, Pastor, you kept saying continue, right? You kept using the word
mm-hmm.
continue. And all I can hear
mm-hmm.
within myself is abide, you know, through all
yes.
the different challenges, you know, that I face daily, you know, just abide, stay connected to God, stay focused on him. And the
yeah.
word continue,
mm-hmm.
just, it was just like waving at me tonight.
Yes. Well, thank you, Victoria.
Yes,
thank you for
amen.
Calling in. And Pastor Lawton is going to pray us out on tonight. So we'll be lifting you up in prayer. Man.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank y'all so much. Y'all have a blessed night.
All right. Thank you.
You
for
too, sweetie.
Right.
Have a good night.
And so let's go on down the phone lines. Let's take this caller here, last four numbers, 2942. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
This is Sister Washington.
Hello, Sister Washington. How are you?
My pastor. I'm blessed.
Hi.
Thank you, Pastor.
Well, welcome to the E-Man After Show. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Pastor, for that message. I'm here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can you hear me?
You're welcome, Sister Washington. To God be the glory.
Yeah, I might not be going through a marriage thing or anything like that, but I still have health issues. Tongue tied.
Mm-hmm.
I do have health issues, and you know about them. But that message has helped me get through that. So I thank you for that. The message was a blessing, just like Sister Victoria said. It was a blessing to me because it helped me. It helped me help me get through what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
Amen.
And,
That message, it was a powerful message. You, you did that.
He did that, right? well, Sister Washington, I want you to be encouraged because, see, we do this on a Sunday night, and so when you lay down and go to bed, and to those of you on the network and on the phone lines, this is going to be in your psyche.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what
right.
I'm saying? And so when you lay down
uh-huh.
to sleep, no storm. You already know. You already won at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You just wait on the door. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I know that I've won, Pastor,
mm-hmm.
because the type of cancer that I have, I shouldn't be here. But because of the God that I serve, and I know,
yes, ma'am.
I know He can get me through anything. He has gotten
oh,
me
yes.
through anything.
Yes.
But I thank God for Pastor Lawton because his prayers and his wife's prayers and
mm-hmm.
the church's prayers. I have faith in my pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
I have faith in God, but I have
mm-hmm.
faith in my pastor because I know he's a man of God and I know
mm-hmm.
he doesn't play.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, you stay now. I think I hear you say you have cancer. And, you know, there's a particular scripture, I mean, because I know you're standing on God's word and God, if you can believe this particular scripture right here, if you can believe, I believe it's Matthew's, I was trying to pull it up, No, it's Exodus 23 and 25, I believe it is. And okay. I can't put it up right now. It talks about God, he would take sickness from the midst of you. You try to pull it up, Mandy, because I can't pull it up on my phone right now. On the, I think it's Exodus 23 and 25. It talks, I want Mandy to read that. If you can get, see, a lot of people don't, to me, quote scriptures and they read them, but they don't really believe them. And you have to believe this word, because once you believe this word, you can receive this word. And this particular scripture, the last clause of it says, God would take sickness from the midst of you, meaning that you won't be sick no more. My sister is a 19-year cancer survivor. My nephew is a 10-year cancer survivor. They don't have cancer anymore because they believe this particular scripture. You understand what I'm saying? And so I just want to encourage you with that. Was that it, Mandy?
Exodus, you said 23:25, right?
I believe.
Okay, so, the word of the Lord reads this way. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water.
Yes.
And I will take sickness away from the midst of you.
If you can believe, and the thing about that scripture, there is no reference. That scripture stand out there alone.
Amen.
He would turn your bread and your water. What is that? He would turn, listen, he would take cancer away from you, where it'll confuse the doctor. Ma'am?
What scripture was that again?
Go right here. Oh, that's Exodus 23 and 25. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What were you saying, Pastor?
No, no, no. I was just, I was just going to, she was asking for the script. I was going to give it to her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. I mean, I just believe this word. You know,
amen.
This word is real because my brother, he coded three times this year, and he died for 18 minutes.
Okay.
And he talking better than me. You understand what I'm saying? Because we just believe God is a miracle worker.
Yes, he is.
You know?
He is.
And
he is.
So, man,
you know,
this is...
You said this.
Mm-hmm.
You said this email a few minutes ago. You made mention about my wife when she, you know, she's been being a cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, during that moment, man, I had a hard time with that. Even though I'm pastoring everything, it's like Sister Mandy said that even not only are the person who's actually going through the cancer is affected, even the loved ones that are attached to them are. And you know, and I experienced all of that. You know, I began to question God, talk to God, and believe it or not, during that time, she had more faith than I did because God spoke to her directly and told her what he was going to do. Because he spoke to her, she was able to build my faith by relaying to me what God had already told her.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Sister Washington, you stay encouraged.
Well, I know he's a miracle worker because I haven't had to have any treatment. But the fact that I have to be monitored and stuff, that lets me know that he's still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have to. I haven't had to have any treatments, any chemo, any radiation.
Yes,
but
that's
God.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, keep praising and keep praying.
But God,
keep praising and keep praying. That's
keep
your medicine.
Standing on His word.
Your medicine is keep praising and keep praying.
Yeah.
You know, you got a partner. Tell your partner to pray, and you pray because God inhabits, and them doors are. You know, the prisoner of sickness just go away.
I just try
to make the word, you know, since the word is made flesh in our lives, I try to make the word come to life in our own situations. You know what I'm saying? Because if we don't make it be in our own situation, we'll miss the whole revelation.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling.
And I have a pastor.
Go right ahead, ma'am.
And I have a pastor that I can believe in.
Oh, yes. Yes, well, he's a man after God's heart.
Yes, he is.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am.
Yes, thank you.
And you have a blessed night.
Thank
We're going to be praying for you just as well.
All right, thank you.
Good night. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines, on the network is lit up. The phone lines is lit up. That's all the people that hit option one. You got a few more minutes because we're getting ready to wrap this show up. We're getting ready to wrap this show up. And to those of you that want to hit option one, if not, Boy, Pastor, you done set it on fire with it.
Right.
No way, man. Yeah, well, you know, it's all to God be the glory. Amen. Yes,
yeah.
Sir. To God be the glory.
Well, we appreciate you. We know you have had a long day. We know you have had a busy day, but one of the things that I recognize, you know, when it's a call and it's an assignment, you have to push through it.
Right,
you understand
right.
what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir. Uh-huh.
If the enemy would have known, you know, because no matter what, when you're on assignment, all kind of hills start breaking loose and, you know, all kind
yeah.
of stuff. But
that's right.
But what he did not know all around the globe, because we are all around the globe, all around the network on the phone line, somebody's rejoicing off of this word on tonight. What was the title of tonight, Mandy?
It was how to cope in a midnight crisis.
Listen, how to cope in a midnight crisis.
We talked about the troubles that we face in life.
I ain't even no preacher, and I can preach that.
I mean, it was definitely penetrating. We could definitely feed off of this because you said a whole lot, and it was very encouraging, Pastor. Because all of us face storms, all of us face challenges, you know. But I like when you also said that Paul and Silas knew the God that they served, you know, and when the sister just came on the line, you know, that's what she was saying, you know, she know the God that she served, you know, and we all have right to our faith, you know, as a matter of fact, when you were talking about continue, you know, encouraging us just to continue, you know, that's a part of our faith as well, you know, in the press. So you really, really encourage our hearts on tonight because, as Eman stated earlier, either we are coming out of a storm or getting ready to go through a storm. So we certainly appreciate you tonight for availing yourself and also taking the time to just pour out. You know, we can definitely feel it on our end. I know I can.
Those around the network and on the phone line, we know you can feel it. Well, Pastor, bless your heart, bless your heart. And at this moment, if you want to give any shout out or just want to give praise to those that you may have listening. And then, Pastor, I'm going to ask you to pray us out on tonight. You heard a few, and I'm quite sure there's more people will be asking for prayer if we bring them in. And so if you'll pray us out on tonight, we're going to get ready to end this show. This is our 13-year anniversary over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Amen.
You're listening to the E-Man After Show. So come back next Sunday night and then come back next first Sunday of the month, and we'll do another Bible study. So, Pastor, it's all yours, sir.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Once again, I just want to say thank you to you and to the station management for allowing me to be able to come on this evening. I thank God for those who were listening by radio and those who made press option one to be able to chime in and say some things. I want to appreciate all the encouraging words that were said because believe it or not, that was an uplift for me too as well. You know, when God opens up a door for you to be able to walk in and begin to do some things to give him glory, you know, you can't take that lightly. And so I'm so appreciative that I had the moment to be able to come in, amen, and do this. I want to thank you guys once again for allowing me to be able to come tonight. I thank God for the previous shows that I was able to listen to. I thank God for them as well. And I just pray that God will continue to strengthen them as they preach and teach, you know, God's word, and just Christians in general who are faced with crisis in life, and that God will continue to strengthen them as well. Amen. So, and I just want to say thank you to all of those who were a part of the Rock of Salvation who were listening on tonight. Amen. My wife came through and she sent me a list of everyone that was listening on the radio. Not everybody chimed in and said anything, but I thank God for the ones who did chime in and say something, as well as the ones who just listened and didn't say anything. I do appreciate you too as well. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So if y'all be ready to pray, we can go ahead and pray out.
Yes, sir. Pray us out, sir.
All right. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you once again for the Amen After Show, Father, reaching out and encouraging those who may be seeing some trials and troubles in this life. We thank you for his wife, Father. We thank you for Mandy and what you're doing in her life, the whole ministry and the whole. We just thank you for everything. And, Lord, we just want to pray for those who listen to this thing by radio on today, for those who chimed in and said something, for those who needed prayer. Lord, we're just asking that you will look down from heaven, Father, and meet them right where they are. We're asking right now you begin the healing process in their lives, whether you're dealing with their finances, their marriages, their children, whatever it may be, Father, because you said in your word that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for each one of us. And, Father, we just want to thank you right now for the 13 years of the E-Man After Show of being on the radio. Father, we thank you for that right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for putting things on his heart that will be able to help those who are in need. I truly, truly, truly am excited for what you're doing for them, Father. I know you're not going to stop there. You got higher height and deeper depth that you're going to take them into, Father. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Because, Father, you are a God beside no other, Father. There's no one but you. And we just want to say thank you right now. And, Lord, we're going to be sure we're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you the honor. And we're going to continue to give you the glory. In your son, Jesus Christ, name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. We touch and agree with that prayer. Well, Pastor Lawton, we want to thank you, sir, for tonight. May the Lord of God bless you and keep you. May God make of his face to shine up on you and be gracious unto you.
God bless
you. We pray restoration back into you, sir. And thank you for coming by the E-Man After Show. You're welcome to come by anytime.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you get you some rest, and we'll be talking to you soon, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. God bless.
All right. Good night. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's Pastor Ricky Lawton. He blessed our heart on tonight, huh, man?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and so to all of you that are on the network, on the phone lines, we want to thank you for hanging out with us on tonight. Appreciate you chiming in. Appreciate you calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And come back next Sunday night. We'll have another great episode for you.
Yes.
And so, Mandy, this has been a blessed, productive day on today. And so to all of you that's going out this week, may the Lord God bless you real good. May God keep you is our prayer. And so, Mandy, we're going to get on up out of here tonight. So let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, be blessed, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Happy 13-year anniversary to We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Peace.
I remember when sin was sin, and I remember when wrong was wrong, and I remember when we all fell short, and got back up, much quicker than the fall. Well, I'm praying that you open our eyes.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.